Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
Apostles, prophets, their leaders said,
amen.
But the expression of the kingdom is not limited to them alone. Do you understand me? Because some of you, sometime many years ago, I heard it said, the elephant cannot be trumpeting and his baby also is trumpeting. Have you heard it before? Me, I had it within the context of the church. That means your father cannot be demonstrating and you two will be demonstrating. But the life of Stephen is anti that position. Praise God. Praise God. Now, he was full of faith and power, and what did he do? Great wonders. If you read up to that point, the Bible says God was with the apostles confirming their word with signs and wonders. But the Bible said that Stephen did what? Great wonders. Probably what he did excelled what the apostles were doing. Am I communicating? Now he listened to me. Because Stephen did great wonders and miracles among the people, did not mean that Stephen needed to go and start his own ministry. Because there's a wisdom you must understand there. Over the years, once a small gift comes upon you, you go and start your own ministry. Chukwudi and Sons International Evangelistic Mission. Many years ago, I had a friend. He's still my friend, but I'm sure you understand my English. Ah, Daddy, you're welcome. God bless you, sir. Amen. Am I making sense to you? He began to work in the manifestation of interpretation of tongues. Somebody is here. This is word of God. And for that, he felt that he should go and start his own church. And I said, already, you don't have what it takes to start. You don't have what it takes. I've not seen it in you. Nevertheless, he started, everything is history as I speak today. We have a church system that does not understand kingdom. That Stephen did great wonders did not mean he needed to go and start a ministry. It was just submissive to the apostles. And the apostles were not intimidated by his giftings. Because it's a teamwork. Have you heard the Yoruba say that the husband saw the snake and the wife killed it? It doesn't matter who saw it and who killed the snake. The important thing that the snake is dead. Hallelujah. It's within, when Brevin was talking about the world, the world system says only Ronaldo that is the best player. So the goalkeeper that is there does not know how to keep it. Will Ronaldo have won Ballon d'Or if the goalkeeper was letting balls into the net? If you bring that Ronaldo and pray for sunshine stars, what do you think he will do? They will spoil his leg. So it takes a team to push the kingdom. It's a teamwork. It's not competitive. Nobody should be struggling. You should recognize authority set over you. Yes, and authority over you should not be intimidated. Yes, hallelujah. It's my joy if my sons can preach better than me. It doesn't intimidate me. Praise God. Every time Pastor Gideon or Pastor Dele or Pastor, any of them stand and hold microphone, it's my joy. I'm happy to listen to them. I can sit down there for 1 year and listen to them. I will not be fed up. Am I talking to you? I'm not afraid. I'm not intimidated. Stephen was full of faith and power. Children of God, nothing should inhibit you. But because of that, that should not mean that you will begin to take over your fellowships. I said, President, how many dead have you raised? We went to hospital. We raised the whole dead in the mortuary. Am I talking to you? You shouldn't be. You can raise, but you should be released to raise the dead and still be proud to be an usher. He was just serving bread. So as he's serving you bread, you became crying, bro, sad, be healed in Jesus' name. As I see bread, I get healing. And he was doing all those things. And the apostles did not stop him. Hallelujah. Am I still with you, church? Paul said, covet earnestly the best gifts. He was not writing to the apostles. He wrote it to who? To the church. If anyone told you that the proof of the Holy Ghost baptism is only tongues, you have not had the complete truth. There are 9 gifts of the Spirit that was mentioned. So it's not only tongues. He said, pray also that you should be what you were, be able to what? Interpret. Praise God. I said, praise God. Am I saying you should not pray in tongues? Now, listen to me. There is gift of tongues. There is a ministry of tongues. There is another dimension. You should understand these things. What am I trying to do here this morning is that I want you to be released. Don't be bound. Praise God. Don't be what? Don't be bound. Don't be afraid to step out. Don't say, except my father or myself, my anointing, my family comes, I cannot pray for the sick. The apostles may not be there for you to pray for the sick. You pray for the sick and let us see what God will do. Look at this. Look at what he said in Mark 16. Let us go to Mark 16. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to share with us Mark 16. I don't want to preach this morning. Hallelujah. Mark 16. Let's take it from Jesus' discourse. When Jesus began to speak to them. From, is it 15? Let's take it from 15. Mark. The book of Mark. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world. You see, there is something about kingdom expression. Every kingdom must expand. It is the nature of a kingdom. They must expand. Anybody that has a kingdom mentality must have an expansionist tendency. You must think expansion. If you are not thinking expansion, you are not thinking kingdom. Remember he said the kingdom is like the woman that took leaven and put it inside dough. What did the leaven do? It swelled. It spread through the whole dough. It infiltrated. It became a virus in the system. You don't know you're a virus that God planted in the world. Your job is to infiltrate the system and destroy that system from within. Have you observed that if you read the New Testament and all the writings of the apostles, there was no one place where they gave a prayer point. Let us pray against Rome and bring down the Roman Empire. You think those apostles did not have authority to do it? Ha! Those apostles can do vigil and say, God, we want Rome to topple in the name of Jesus. But that was not the will of God. That was not his will. God's not about will. You must know his will. You must pray within the context of will. Your prayer is relevant within the context of will. Praise God. I have shared it many times before. People are believing God that China will become a Christian nation. And God told them that no, it's not in his will that they will be a Christian nation. Some of you still think that Nigeria will become a Christian nation. It's not in his will that we will become a Christian nation. That is not his program. His program is that his kingdom will rule over all. That men will submit. You think everybody in Ephesus were Christians? Not everybody. Look at Acts 19 and read the story. And Bible says, and his word prevailed. They were unbelievers, but his word governed them. They were not Christians, but the word of God was governing the whole atmosphere. That men were living by reason of the word. If they cannot find the word, it's not part of their lives. But they were not believers. I don't know whether I'm making sense. So for us, we need to understand these basic and simple things. That the kingdom come is not only should be our prayers, but our passion. It should be things that we live for. It's what we always expect from God. I say, God, the kingdom should rule here. People should come under your dominion. Hallelujah. And so, for us, in the place of expanding, you will come against diseases. And so, in Mark, it says, go into the whole world and preach what? The gospel. What is the gospel? It's the gospel of the kingdom. Praise God. When you hear gospel, all you hear is the gospel of repentance and Jesus Christ heals you. That is not the gospel. That is just a part of the gospel. The gospel is primarily kingdom. And it began to preach, say, repent, for the kingdom is at hand. That was the gospel. That was the good news, and it has not changed. What was Paul preaching in Ephesus was preaching the kingdom. The implication of the kingdom was that there is a new Lord in town and all needs to bow. Praise God. This Lord does not answer to Rome. He's above Rome. And to prove that this kingdom was above, it was dealing with sicknesses. It was dealing with demons. I don't know if I'm making sense to you. And so when you want to push the kingdom, you will come against these two oppository powers. So how do you deal with them? Praise God. Look at what he said. Verse 16. And he that believeth shall be baptized and shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that do what? They believe. He said, in my name, what will they do? What will they do? They will cast out devils. Because remember, we are talking about a world system that is driven by a power. There are entities that drive this world system. And if you are going to infiltrate them, you will come against them. And when you come against them, there is only one position, which is not negotiable. You don't negotiate with them. Jesus did not negotiate with demons. He did not negotiate with devils. He did not negotiate with their agents. What did he do with them? He cast them out. You must believe God. There was a time the apostles were asked to do a deliverance and they could not do it. And they asked Jesus, why could we not drive out this guy? But we don't know the thing we've learned. Everything he taught us, we've done it. He said it was because of your unbelief. You know why it was unbelief? When they saw that demon, the manifestation intimidated them. Have you seen a child carry himself and throw himself inside fire? Praise God. Then they remembered that Jesus was not with them. So combine that together, it will just lose confidence. Praise the Lord. Just lose confidence. Because you will say, sometimes you will say, I have not fasted and God told me to fast. Oh, yeah. I look at this demon now. You lose confidence. You forget that your confidence is not in your ability, but in the name. Praise God. Says, I'll beat this kind. There are different kinds. Jesus told again, said there are different hierarchies of fallen spirits. Said that there are the ones on the earth that you will deal with, they are there. But there is another category that lives in the heaven. He said, hi, Jesus will deal with those ones. There are some you can't deal with. Jesus himself will deal with them. Praise God. But it's when we walk together that it's easy for Jesus to dethrone them. How did Jesus dethrone the hyena?
by Paul's preaching of the kingdom. And as men heard it, and their hearts began to turn away, the powers that held Diana in the air gave way. And Diana was cast down. And to reestablish Diana, if you read after the story, the Bible says the officials ran into the theater, and for 2 hours they were chanting, Diana, great is Diana of the officials. Great is Diana of the officials. For 2 hours chant. How many hours do we used to play ball? About 2 hours. Can you imagine people in the stadium chanting, Diana, Diana, they were reestablishing powers and establishing our reign over that region. But no matter how they chanted, the word of God still prevailed. Do you know what brought back the spirit of Islam back to that region? Because of the candlesticks. They removed the candlesticks and Islam swept through that place. So the candlestick that held those powers at bay. You now know why it is important that you live the right kind of life in your fellowship. That light is not tampered with. That you hand over from generation to generation. What you have heard of me, Paul wrote to Timothy, and you have seen me, and you have been told by men, he said, commit thou to faithful men. Who will be able to also do what? Pass it down to the next generation. We have challenges. But I want to plead with you that let us change our mindsets. The more we are, the more we grow, the more the church grows. Moses said, I wish all the people of God were prophets. Every leader should have that kind of desire that I want all the ministers of all the children, all the members of the church to be ministers of the gospel. All of them should be ministers of the gospel. When all are ministers of the gospel, it will be easy for the pastor to rest. Then I will just be doing strategy and say, Henry, I hear that there are some demons operating in Egypt. What are we going to do? Say, sir, just tell me to go. I say, please go and deal with those demons and liberate those people. Say, yes, sir. But I'm still cleaning people's buttocks. They're not coming to church. You won't come on time. That's what I'm still dealing with. The weightier matters of the kingdom issues, we can't handle this because you guys are still playing like children with sand. God will help us in Jesus' name. This is all I want to. I will limit my discourse to this, so that you go home and think. There are demons to be cast out. There are people to be healed. We need to demonstrate the kingdom. We should not be afraid. Look, I know what I'm talking about. There are times when you want to pray for the sick, you wonder, I wish Pastor Bello was here. Pastor Bello would have prayed for this person now. Unfortunately, it is you that God put there. He said, you will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. He didn't say it is you that will make them recover. Your own is to put hands on the sick. Leave the recovering process to him that sent you. Trust him. Reverend just said we should raise up by faith those of you who are sick. Look, don't say he doesn't have anointing. I'm not well. I'm still unwell. It's not his business. It is you and him who said, he has done his own, he has going. He's on his way to Lagos now. I'm tying him down. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Are you feeling bad for Reverend K or for me? By faith, he raised the prayer. But it is not his border, whether it happens or not. Because he has obeyed God, he trusts God to bring it to pass. Amen. That's how it works. Trust God to bring it to pass. Lay hands on the sick and trust God. God, I've done it, so it's yours to do now. Hallelujah. Pastor Ogi taught us, there is a part you play. Your own part is lay hands. His part is to recover them. Yours is to command the devils to go. It is he who enforces their going.
Don't let their manifestations intimidate you. They somersault, they do like snake. Just be looking at them. When they finish, are you finished? Yeah, come out. Praise the Lord. And when you are doing deliverance, please don't close your eyes. Because deliverance is not like praying. Because they can slap you while your eyes are closed. Don't close your eyes. Praise God. When you are doing that, Father, I am praying, Lord, deliver this person. God will not answer that prayer. He said, cast it out. That means it's within your prerogative to do what? Cast it out. You have the authority to cast it out. You say, Lord, is it your will or is not your will? This one is his will. We know it. Don't doubt it. It is his will. Amen. And as long as you continue to go, God will start teaching you specifics in the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Greater is he. Tell your neighbor, greater is he that is inside you. It is when you start going for evangelism, you will confront these powers. My cousin that left, I didn't want to tell you while he was here. He was the one I was talking to. I was preaching to my cousin. This pastor, boom, that came. When he was still... And I was talking to him and he was making jest and he was making fun and everything. And I looked at him and got angry. I bind you that foul spirit inside of you. Jesus said, he laughed, hey, brother, he is binding the money inside of me. Oh. And I kept quiet. And for the rest of the day, he was subdued. So in the evening, they asked, but Michel was so sick. Only call you won't. Am I talking to you? His authority, you must understand it. There was a man Paul went to preach to, and his PA was disturbing him, and Paul turned and said, darkness cover you. And that was when they shot the guy down. And they had to repent. We need power. If you want to push this kingdom, there is need for power. God will be with you. Can you lift up your hands and bless the Lord?
Lembros kavajenanas and Lord Ristov as a neste. Renon Ritus Kivos Shavadishan and Sentondrias Kata. Kentelian to Skumpro Koste. Jananam Brehisubra Gadibujanimbrana Kazaninga. Ingre mambra bo janamandos ke puske. Janamos agabo janamandige diznoska. Uadeli rumoste. Who is like unto thee, O God? Who is like unto thee? Glorious in holiness. Fearful. You are fearful in praises. Doing wonders. Lord, you will yet do wonders through the hands of this one, sir. I ask you to do wonders through the hands. Oh Lord, wrought great deliverances. Wrought great miracles. Wrought great wonders. Through the hands and the lives of this one in the name of Jesus. Confirm the message of the kingdom. Confirm the dominion of the kingdom. Wherever they preach the lordship of Jesus, back it up with signs and wonders following in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the spirit of fear. I rebuke the spirit of inadequacies. I rebuke the spirit of intimidation in the name of Jesus. Oh, the scripture says he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. I command every operation of fear in your life. I cast it out in the name of Jesus. I release grace upon you to represent the kingdom properly. You will no longer be afraid to talk and tell the world that he is Lord. Because he rose from the dead, he is Lord. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that this Jesus is Lord. Father, we thank you. We give the glory and honor. Can we just appreciate?
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.
Beloved, the Father of Lights is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.